SBS Radio.
Whatamoolie and welcome to NITV Radio. I'm Kerry Lee Harding, and coming up now for you, a yarn about the Stop It at the Start campaign. And here is the interview for you now with NITV Radio Shaka Pekova and comedian Andy Saunders.
Berry Pie Man and TV personality and one of Australia's best comedians, Andy Saunders is an ambassador for the Stop It at the Start federal government campaign. Andy emphasizes the importance of role modeling respectful behaviors towards women, drawing on key influences in his own life. And Andy is joining us on NITV Radio. Thank you, Andy.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, and hello everyone in NITV land.
In this phase, the campaign is encouraging conversation with young people and children about respect. You have joined also with your son. Why is this important for you?
It's incredibly important for me. I want to raise kids, especially sons, who are respectful in any relationship they have, especially towards women. You know, I grew up with a strong mother and an unbelievably strong grandmother who paved the way for everyone, especially men and the men in their lives. I think we need to... it's about time we started recognising that, we're not the strong sex in society. Men aren't the ones who carry families. We're not the only ones who are the breadwinners. We are, we are dependent more than what we anticipate on the women in our lives. I know that all of my heroes, out of the top 10 heroes in my life, 9 of them are women. And they consist of my mother, my grandmother, and my wife, and my daughters, and my nieces, and my sisters, and my aunties. They're all very close to me, and, I have utmost respect for them. And to have sons that are going to go out into the world and meet other women, regardless of whether they're going to be their friends or their wives or, any other person, a work colleague, I would hope that they were going to treat them with the utmost respect and the respect that they deserve on the other end as well.
Mm. In the video for the campaign, your son asks you what respect means to you.
I love that question. It's a very deep question. It's a question you can sort of ponder for a long time because respect has a lot of layers. It's also something that that everyone deserves, especially when they work for it. Respect means to me is treating people equally, treating people how you want to be treated. And making sure that in the relationships you have and the way you treat people, those people on the receiving end feel really, really good about, how you talk to them, how you treat them, how you approach them, and how you carry yourself too. I think respect is also about yourself as a person and respecting yourself in relationships. Because if you don't have respect for yourself, then you're not going to be able to respect others around you.
And I guess that's why it's so important to start when the kids are young to teach them about this.
Absolutely. My boy who's in the video with me, Tyler, he's a beautiful little fella and he's a very thoughtful little soul as well. And he's, he has this really cool relationship with his mum and his sister as well. And yes, they fight like any siblings do, but... there is this layer of respect that Tyler has for the women in his life, especially the women who are in an immediate relationship, like his family members.
In the video, your son also spoke about a situation when he wished a teacher would have spoken up, but they didn't. How did that make you feel?
I thought that was really honest. And I always try and teach my kids to be honest about how they feel. And I was really surprised when he said he felt bad because he didn't speak up and he wished he did.
I was around a teacher and
He was watching my friend be disrespectful to a little girl, which was younger than us. And I wish that that teacher would have spoken up, because it would have changed a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt really, really guilty that I didn't
speak up. And I thought that was really insightful and very intelligent to be able to own a downfall of his own and know that there will be a chance in the future to rectify that and make sure he does better, because it tells me that he has the power of reflection and he knows that the next time he does something like that, he will do it better. Because that's what life's all about. If you're not learning, then what are you in it for? Even in the negative spaces of life and situations, people see that as a negative. I think if we can start seeing it as a lesson, like he did in the interview, then that's great. Obviously, there are exceptions to the rule, but I was really surprised and impressed by him that day. He got an extra treat on our drive home. I was like, what do you want? Any lolly you would like, you can have. And he was like, any lolly? And I was like, yeah, of course. Man, you should have seen the lollies he ended up with. Far out. It's crazy.
Well, he deserved it. Were you ever in a situation when you wish you would have spoken up?
I've always been really outspoken. And look, there has been times when I was younger and I saw disrespect towards women. And I don't want to really go into the intricacies of the situation, but I think I was scared. It was because it was an aggressive situation, but now I know that it's really important to speak up, or at least report it and sort of act on it and be proactive, because, you know, when you're a kid, it's more about fear. I think when you sort of start to get older, you think more about the victim's feelings and how they're going through and what the repercussions of continued treatment like that will be. And I've always been in situations, work situations that have helped people out, especially in volatile situations. And it's always good to know that you've created a pathway into safety and a more happier life.
Many people may feel that they can't make a difference. What would be your advice to that?
Anything makes a difference. A yarn, you will and you can make a difference. All it takes is a hello and how are you? Is there anything I can do to help you right now? You know, it's even, do you want to talk to anyone? I can be an ear for you. And I think a lot of people who are in situations don't have someone to talk to. I think that's why they feel trapped. And without going into too much of my own life, I think that was mostly the situation that I saw as a child. There was no one to depend on or be supported by, and nobody to talk to and at least vent, not just vent about your partner, but mainly about how you're feeling in the situation. I think being able to talk about things gives people confidence in how things could look on the other side. People who think that they can't help need to know that they can, and little things help. Little things go a long way.
Thank you so much. I guess this seems like a nice message, like even a little thing can make such a big difference in someone's
life. Absolutely, I believe that, totally.
Yep. Thank you so much, Andy.
Pleasure. Thank you for talking today.
That was Bear Pie Man and TV personality and one of Australia's best comedians, Andy Saunders, who is ambassador for the Stop It at the Start federal government campaign. The Stop It at the Start campaign aims to break the cycle of violence against women and their children by encouraging adults to reflect on their attitudes and start conversations about respect with young people. if you or someone you know is experiencing or at risk of domestic, family or sexual violence, contact 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732 or visit 1800respect.org.au.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.